You're listening to the Geekscape Network.
Hi there. Meridon here. Episode 35. Thanks for listening. I missed you. I had a little bit of a break there. Semester's over. I think I'm in a good spot mentally right now. It's kind of the whole excuse I gave and legitimately two weeks ago why I couldn't record. But we're back in time for some stage playoffs. Super excited. That's what we're going to start off with today, go over some stage playoffs, go over my predictions of who's going to win and who's going to take home the final. I actually have some contenders news, some contenders leagues, pretty much all but Korea and China have wrapped up, so little nod to that. Also officially announced today the location of the Overwatch League finals. I'm so freaking excited. And then I actually have, I guess you could call it some busy overthoughts. Go over some new releases, some interesting stories that I didn't even know existed, and Storm Rising ended. Yeah, that's all over with. A little underwhelming this year. Yeah. All right, so let's just jump right into it. Stage playoffs are coming up. This recording is on 5/8, which is Wednesday, so they start tomorrow. Starts off with Shanghai Dragons. Yes, you heard that right. Shanghai freaking Dragons made a stage playoff. I'm so happy. They're going to get rocked, though, because they're playing the San Francisco Shock. the second, that starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. Come on, Blizzard. You're killing us East Coasters. I guess that starts at a good time for those, well, at least for the Shock. But that really sucks. 9 o'clock Eastern on a work night. What can you do? We kind of get screwed by living on the East Coast until I get to the whole finals portion here. The second game is the Hangzhou Spark versus the London Spitfire. That's at 11 p.m. Eastern. Again, that sucks for us East Coasters. Friday is the second day. That's NYXL versus Gladiators. Again, 9 o'clock at night. Sucks for the NYXL fans out there. And yeah. 9 o'clock's pretty late. It's a Friday, so that's a little bit more acceptable. The second game is the Dallas Fuel versus the Vancouver Titans. And that will continue into the weekend. Saturday, May 11th, the first game's at 3. The second game's at 6. The first game at 3 is actually going to be on ABC. It's pretty cool. And Sunday will be the grand final. That starts at 1 p.m., also on ABC and Twitch and the usual places. ABC is just kind of the only oddball there. So the picks that I had for this, I had San Francisco beating Shanghai Dragons. I think that's almost a given. I hate to say that. I have a very soft place for the Shanghai Dragons. I love them. Love Gigarius, as you guys have heard me say a gajillion times. I have the Shock beating the Shanghai Dragons. I have London Spitfire beating the Spark. So that's the first night. Second night, NYXL versus Gladiators. I think this is going to be really good. I have NYXL beating the Gladiators. I have a feeling this is going to be a really good match. And then the Vancouver Titans versus the Dallas Fuel. See, Dallas is one of those teams that I was pretty hyped about. And then, like, you kind of realize, like, yeah, they could definitely destroy, like, the middle and the bottom teams in the league. But when it comes to the top three, because they're so separate from everybody else, they just can't get it done, which is really unfortunate. I then have San Francisco beating the London Spitfire, NYXL losing to the Vancouver Titans, and I have a rematch of stage one, the San Francisco Shock against the Vancouver Titans. I'm going to make a possible. This could be looked at as a bold statement, but I think the San Francisco Shock are going to hand the Vancouver Titans their first loss. San Francisco Shock actually just captured history with a complete perfect stage. They didn't lose a single map. 28-0 in maps. They went 7-0 in the stage. That's dirty. The team's so freaking good right now. I love it. Vancouver Titans, of course, they were amazing. That kind of like almost goes without saying. The Vancouver Titans are just one of those teams that just will continue to excel. The Spitfire were after that, followed by the Gladiators in fourth, NYXL in fifth. They lost to the Atlanta Reign twice. That's impressive. That's really impressive. By the Atlanta Reign. The Dallas Fuel were sixth. Hangzhou Spark were seven. And the Shanghai Dragons were eighth. It's really nice to see these Chinese teams represented here. Got Shanghai and Spark making their first playoffs, which is awesome. I'm going to go down the list to the rest of the standings. Hunters 9, Dynasty 10, Fusion 11. They look like hell. Atlanta Reign is tied for 11th. The Boston Uprising are 13th. Valiant are also tied for 13th. Toronto Defiant 15th. Paris Eternal 16th. Guangzhou Charge 17th. Washington Justice 18th. Florida Mayhem 19th. And the Houston Outlaws. Sorry, Red. Minus mapped 20 map differential. They 0-7. That is the final standings of stage two. But of course, top eight teams make it. And quarterfinals are best of three. And then from the semifinals and finals are best of four. So winner of four. So best of seven. So quarterfinals would be best of five. The first map is picked by the highest seed, and the loser after that picks the map. And maps can only be played once per match, so we won't get any duplicate maps going on there. The winner wins $200,000. Second place wins $100,000, and third and fourth place win $50,000. Super excited for that, as I usually am for the playoffs. Last stage playoffs were pretty good. That final game, Shock Titans going the distance. That was super impressive. And I think that the San Francisco Shock right now have the ability to give the Vancouver Titans their first loss. So that should definitely be interesting to watch. Like I said, San Francisco Shock all the way here. Awesome. Ready for everything to start up. Should be pretty good. I wanted to touch on some contender stuff. I know that we don't usually touch on on contender stuff, but a lot of the season 2019 season one contenders are coming to an end, and I just wanted to kind of highlight that. I watched a little bit of it. I watched the North America East division. I watched the Australian one, which was really, really good. I also end up watching the 2019 season one of Europe as well. So just to go over some of the winners, and let me know what you think about the discussion of contenders. I do like bringing, I do feel like I need to bring contenders news back in here, and I don't do a good job at that because it's just usually overshadowed by Overwatch League stuff. But if I have time, like I kind of do here, I'm knocking out the power rankings and waiting until next week or the week after that to give my power ranking, since we're right at the playoffs. I have some time to talk about other things, and I think adding contenders into the conversation is something that is a little refreshing, especially for our show, because it's very rarely that we talk about contenders. But the 2019 season one North American East champions, my boys FU Fusion University took it over Gladiators Legion. In third place was Mayhem Academy, and followed by the Montreal Rebellion. So first prize was $60,000. So the Fusion University got $60,000. They were invited to this Atlantic Showdown. So it looks like these are going to be held in Krefeld, Germany. on May 31st. And I guess they're gonna put these winners against each other here. So in this showdown, this Atlantic showdown, you have teams like Fusion University, and I'll go over these other ones. I realize now I'm not gonna spoil it just yet. that won their contenders leagues, showing down and facing each other to see who the best contenders team is. So the North America West region, season one of that, is Team Envy, which is good to see them there. I always loved Team Envy, with Taimu and Chips and Coco and Mickey and all that right before Overwatch League started. So that's cool. They won. Their prize was 80,000. Not really sure how they fluctuate as much. Because the Fusion won 60 grand, so I'm not entirely sure. Second place was the Atlanta Academy team, and these runner-up teams are at least here. So Gladiators Legion and Atlanta Academy had the Atlantic Showdown tiebreaker, which happened, and Atlanta Academy won that. Or I'm sorry, and Envy won that. Or no, yeah. Ugh, Atlanta Academy won that against the Gladiators Legion. So they are actually invited to the specific showdown. So we have Philadelphia Fusion, or Fusion University, Team Envy, and the Atlanta Academy team. Next is the Season 1 of South America, Low-Key Esports 1. So their prize pool was 40 grand. They also get automatically invited to the Atlantic Showdown. So Low-Key Esports from South America contenders will be participating. Second place was Fury. Third place was X10 Esports. And fourth place was Isaris Gaming. All right. Season one of Europe went to Angry Titans. And because there's only one European contenders league, the second place actually gets to go to the Atlantic Showdown too. So I guess, sorry, South America, you don't get a second place Atlantic Showdown partner. So Angry Titans won that one, which is great. They've been there, I think it was like three times in a row. And they finally won it on their third shot. Against British Hurricane. So Angry Titans winning 60 grand. British Hurricane second place, $53,000. Team Giganti finished third, and Shoes Money Crew finished fourth. So that Atlantic Showdown is the Fusion University, Team Envy, Atlanta Academy, British Hurricane, Angry Titans, and Low Key Esports. And that starts on May 31st. So that should be super cool to see. I'm really excited for that. I do like me some contenders. It does definitely help fill the gap between Overwatch League games. And also, if I'm bored and don't have anything to do and there's some contenders on, it's always a good viewing experience to watch these up and coming stars. Contenders Australia, another team order that's been trying to beat the Sydney Drop Bears, actually beat the Sydney Drop Bears. Order one, their prize pool was 30 grand. They beat Sydney Drop Bears, who were in second. And then third and fourth place, Melbourne Mavericks and Blank Esports. The team order goes to Pacific Showdown. So they only get one participant, and the Pacific Showdown entails, let's see, that is taking place in Shanghai on 5/24, and invited to that is another team that I'm about to go over here. So we only got order from Australia. Season one Pacific went to Talon Esports. They won 40 grand. That was the prize pool there. They beat Nova Monster Shield. Second place for them. They won 16 grand. And then third and fourth place, Jupiter and Xavier Esports. So that was Pacific. So Talon Esports will also be going to this Pacific Showdown. Now, the Pacific Showdown is not fully determined yet like the Atlantic Showdown is. And that's because we have two contenders divisions that aren't finished yet. One that has started was Contenders China. We are now in the semi-final stage of Contenders China, which starts up on May 11th. That's LGE Huya and Bilibili Gaming. And then we got LGD Gaming versus the one winner. So that will be on May 11th. And then the Stragglers, Korea, they haven't even started yet. Theirs starts on the 11th as well. We have O2 Blast versus GC Busan Wave, and then Element Mystic versus WGS Arment. The first two will go on to play Runaway, and the bottom two will go on to play Gen G Esports, who I believe is the contenders team for Seoul Dynasty. So that should be interesting. The other big Overwatch League news that I wanted to go over, and this was rumored a little bit, and I've shared this on Twitter before. There was a league sources were telling an insider that the Overwatch League finals would be happening at the Wells Fargo Center in my hometown, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And that was actually confirmed today that they will be happening on September 29th. It's one day only. Now, last year was 2 days. It's one day only, and tickets go on sale June 7th. And you know I'm going to that because that's in my backyard. The Wells Fargo Center from my house now is probably about 20 minutes south of where I live. So instead of me and my girlfriend having to go up to New York, take a train, stay at a hotel for 2 nights, I don't even have to worry about that. I just leave the house. So super, super excited. Probably going to see some of my people from my Overwatch team there too, which I'm pretty excited about. I hope more can make it too. That would be awesome. But huge news, Philadelphia, September 29th, Overwatch League Finals. Yeah, very, 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 very excited. Now into overthoughts. New map came out today, Havana. You know, I didn't try it. I probably should have tried it. I didn't. I did play the Storm Rising event, so the map is pretty cool. What I saw, I really enjoyed the aesthetic of the map. I have not played the actual escort map yet. Yeah, it's an escort map, which I'm excited about because screw 2CP and screw Assault or King of the Hill. But Havana is out. It actually came out yesterday, May 7th. So that's pretty awesome. Storm Rising is over. I was kind of underwhelmed by it this year. I did try it. I actually didn't even finish it. I've been pretty busy with a whole bunch of stuff going on in life. So I haven't been playing Overwatch as much as I wanted to play, that I've been wanting to play. But it is over. I did try to beat it in the hardest, the hardcore difficulty. I think that's what it was called. Failed miserably. I was kind of... Oh, I was on Winston, and I love Winston, but I can't play him for anything. So that was interesting. It was fun. I did like how they added this year that you can go back and you can do the other Archives events, which was pretty cool. So it gave people the opportunity to experience content they may not have experienced. I did get the High Roller skin and the dramatic intro for Hammond, even though I don't play him, which is the greatest combo highlight the greatest combo in the game, hands down. That highlight intro is classic, and the stupid glasses falling off of Hammond's face and the High Roller skin is great. Overall, I thought the skins were pretty cool. I liked the skins. I bought the Moira one. I love the Moira one. The PvE itself, in my opinion, was a little underwhelming. Let me know what you think about that. Definitely tweet at us and let me know what you think about that. And one thing that I saw that I didn't notice, and I have been playing comp this season, and it was brought up by Overwatch Central. Overwatch Central, I created a video on it. I'll definitely link their video in the description. There were players that went through and looked at what map types and what maps were picked more in comp. Unfortunately, maps like Hanamura were number one, and Horizon Lunar Colony, and all of the ones that everyone doesn't like the play modes that people hate were actually the most. And other than the map I'm about to talk about right now, the second lowest was King's Row, which in my opinion is the best map in the game. I love King's Row, which is that's really disappointing. But what I didn't notice until this was pointed out in the video is that Nambani was actually gone, like out of quick play and competitive. Now, apparently it was still, you were still able to play it in a custom game, and you were also able to play it in Mystery Heroes. But other than that, Nambani was gone, and I had no idea. I didn't realize it, because whenever I play comp, I feel like I just get the maps that I can't stand. I'll go and play, like, just say five games, and one of them will be Volskaya Industries, almost guaranteed. One of them will always be Horizon Lunar Colony. And usually it's either Anubis or Hanamura, and then maybe like Hollywood sprinkled in there, or something that I actually want to play sprinkled in there. But yeah, I didn't play Nambani. Now, I didn't get my placements done. I think I've got like seven or eight games under my belt. I can't remember, but never got Nambani. And it had a 0% rate because no one ever got it. It was taken offline. They did make a little bit of a statement about it. One of the people behind the scenes at Blizzard, and a lot of people were speculating that there was some bugs involved in it. Apparently, it's unchanged. So the train station apparently is still littered with the Orisa units, and it's still all beat up from when Doomfist broke out, which I'm kind of waiting for that to be repaired. But the good news is it is back online. So whatever bugs or whatever was happening, I don't know if there was an exploit or not. It was very vague in their description of what was going on. Nambani is now back in the playlist. So you'll now start seeing Nambani again, which for a lot of people, that's good. I actually like Nambani, so that's awesome to hear. And that also comes with the new map Havana. Now, Havana won't be in competitive. I think it's usually about like 2 to 3 weeks they wait. I think it's more like two, but I might be a little wrong there. But that will be in competitive now shortly as well. Other than that, that's really going to do it. Got a nice short and sweet episode for you today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for understanding why I've been gone. The semester's done, so I don't have to worry about that anymore right now. And I'm feeling pretty good. I'm going to throw some social media stuff at you. Definitely follow us at The Overnerds on Twitter, facebook.com/TheOvernerds. Instagram is The_Overnerds. You can also send us an email. It's TheOvernerds@gmail.com. If you're looking for a team, I know there are some people that are recruiting along with my team. We're going to be looking for a main tank here soon. You can find us at mightylions.org. You can go ahead on there, fill out an application. You can also join the Discord. We have pugs every Friday night, so that's always a pretty good time. We're also on the Geekscape Network. If you didn't know, check it out today, geekscape.net. Awesome amount of nerdy podcast, horror movie night, Derek Cranevelt, who is the editor on Geekscape and was also involved in Geekscape Games, which has now gone away, has a new show on there where he plays games that are on the Xbox Game Pass. Now, I don't have an Xbox, so I'm very unfamiliar with that realm. I kind of know what Game Pass is. But definitely like check it out. Go to geekscape.net and check out Derek Cranevelt's new podcast where he plays different games with friends. I know Matt Kelly was on there from Horror Movie Night. They played the Edith Finch game. He called it Walking Simulator. So definitely check it out, geekscape.net. If you liked our intro, I know I do, check out Max Brown on SoundCloud. His link is in the description of the video. You can find myself at TheMcGaming on Twitter. and twitch.tv/midatlanticgaming with the semester over. Streaming is probably going to start back up. Definitely follow me on there. Stay tuned. But yeah, streaming is probably going to start up. I might start streaming some practices to have some VODs and to also get some streaming time in and interact with people and have a good time. All right, that's going to do it. Episode 35 done. Let's get these playoffs out of the way. I'm super excited. Let's go Shock. See you guys.
Hey, do you guys like horror movies?
I do.
Do they always have to be good movies?
No way.
I prefer them to be crap, personally.
Well, then you guys are in luck, because Horror Movie Night is your expert podcast on both horror movies, good, bad, and gooey. It's just a show of three friends.
Brother. Yeah. Two brothers and a friend, I think you would call. But we're all friends here, you know.
We're friends. We're all friends here. Yeah. We goof around. But we talk about movies, but we normally don't actually talk about movies, which is kind of weird. It's a weird dynamic. You have to really listen to understand it. But we put together a show every Friday morning. You can find our show, hmnpodcast.com. We're part of the Geekscape Network. We are, you know, we're good guys. Just check us out. We're good, silly guys. We're fun.
Please like me.
Please?
That's pretty much the impetus of everything we do, is to be accepted.
We want to be loved. HMMPodcast.com.